This show was first broadcast on Free FM 89.0, Hamilton, New Zealand's community access radio station. For more information on our station and our wide range of programs, visit freefm.org.nz.
Do you love music? Then you need to visit Shearer's Music Works.
From aspiring guitarist to touring pianist, Shearer's caters to musicians of all chords. In store, you'll find an amazing range of instruments and print music, and if your instrument needs a tune-up, they have on-site repair and servicing. Shearer's Music Works on Anglesey Street, Hamilton. Your total music store.
Proud sponsor of the Back Porch Bluegrass Show on Free FM.
Welcome to another edition of Back Porch Bluegrass. That was a different tune to start off with. It's a tune called Bluegrass Picking, and that's myself playing banjo on that, Colin Trenwith on fiddle, and a wonderful slap bass on the electric bass solo by Daniel Beckman there. I think we had Mike Williams playing guitar. I might have dubbed a bit of mandolin on there, and that was recorded in the mid-1990s when we had a gospel group, and we played lots of gospel music, but still did a few bluegrass instrumentals. Bluegrass Picking, that was. Well, you're listening to Back Porch Bluegrass, and I'm your host, Paul Trenwith, and I've got an hour of bluegrass lined up for you. We'll get straight into that. We're going to hear from Chris Stewart and Backcountry from the album Saints and Strangers. Chris Stewart plays guitar and does lead vocals. Janet Beasley plays banjo and also sings. Ivan Rosenberg plays the resonating guitar. Dean Knight plays the upright bass. And I've got Jeff Harvey playing mandolin on some tracks. And Jason Maori playing fiddle on some tracks. I've selected a couple of tracks, Silver Quarter, and then Paul and Peter Walked. Let's listen to Chris Stewart and Backcountry.
song called Up the Peak. In my head, put a silver quarter. In my heart, bluegrass band. Tell my soul we'll sing forever with the words of that Kentucky man. He put a silver quarter in my hand. In my heart, bluegrass band. Now my soul will sing forever with the words of that Kentucky man. He put a silver quarter in my hand. In my heart, bluegrass band. Tell my soul we'll sing forever with the words of that Kentucky man. He put a silver quarter in my hand. next move
if you don't have the time.
Now's the time to move.
That was Chris Stewart in Backcountry, and some great singing and picking going on there. We're going to hear from James King now with a song called Indecision. He's a real old-time style bluegrass singer, a bit like Carter Stanley and that sort of feel to it. And then we'll hear from the Johnson Mountain Boys with Dudley Connell singing lead in the song My Better Years.
Crying through all those lonely
try not to blame you, and I try not to shame you. All I can do now is wish you well. But if you should need a friend, I'll be there until the end. Just don't ask me to love you.
That was the Johnson Mountain Boys and the song My Better Years. And if the more sharp-eared ones amongst you noticed some similarities in those last two songs, Dudley Connell was playing guitar and singing tenor in the first one, and he was playing guitar and singing tenor and the lead part in the verses in the second song, and Tom Adams was playing banjo in both those tunes. So the good musicians get around and contribute to lots of people's sounds. You're listening to Back Porch Bluegrass. I'd like to say a big hi to all the people on the Access radio stations that are listening to me. This show comes out on Free FM 89.0 in Hamilton, New Zealand. Independent Community Media, we're called. We're live streamed from freefm.org.nz or from TuneIn, and now on Amazon Echo devices using the Free FM 89 Alexa skill. We get sent around a whole bunch of New Zealand Access radio stations: Raglan Community, Plains FM in Christchurch, Arrow FM in the Wairarapa, Radio Southland, Otago Access Radio, Wellington Access Radio. So thanks very much, and a big hi to all the people listening on those stations at various times during the day. The Access radio stations in Canada, the Voice of Bombay in Newfoundland, CFBX in Kamloops, British Columbia, and Radio Fanshawe in London, Ontario, and various podcasting services. You'll find our Back Porch Bluegrass there as part of their Bluegrass program. So thanks very much, however you are listening. I appreciate you listening to the music, and we're basically just going through my shelves of CDs and picking on some tunes, just like you were sitting in my lounge and I was playing you songs from CDs that I thought you might enjoy. We're going to hear from one of the first fiddle players we really got into. The Dillards were a very early group for me in my early days, and our embryo bluegrass band. And the Dillards did the Picking and Fiddling album with Byron Berline in 1965. We got hold of a copy of it just a couple of years later, and really enjoyed the music. In fact, we took our band name, Hamilton County Bluegrass Band, from the opening track on that album. It was a Hamilton County breakdown, but there's some fine fiddle music on that album, and the Dillards are playing as the backup band, really. And I'm going to play for you a tune called Crazy Creek, which has got some real nice chord changes in it that I think you're going to enjoy. This is Byron Berline and the Dillards with Crazy Creek.
Thank you.
That's Crazy Creek. It's a good fun tune to play. And that was Byron Berline playing with the Dillards. Well, here's some Stanley Brothers. I always love to play some Stanley Brothers when I get a chance. One of the most influential groups I've heard of. They really did their bluegrass nice. This is from the album just entitled The Stanley Brothers, recorded September 1958. In just two sessions, they put down the whole album. Has got some classic tunes on it. We're going to hear one now. This is from Carter Stanley on guitar and Stanley on banjo and vocals, Ralph Mayo on fiddle, Bill Napier on mandolin, Al Elliott on bass. And this is one of the King albums. It's one of the King albums. After this album, they started using the lead guitar much more, with George Shuffler in particular playing a big role with the cross-picked lead guitar. But this is still when they were using very much a regular bluegrass lineup. And we're going to hear the song Love Me Darling Just Tonight. Stanley Brothers with Love Me Darling Just Tonight, and Carter Stanley, just one of the best vocalists you've ever heard. I think you'd have to agree with me on that. He does a fine job. Well, I'm going to play some tracks from the Hamilton County Bluegrass Band. That's a band I know a little bit about because I was in it and am in it. We still play and still enjoy our music very much. We did an album in 1969 called Fifth Season, and that was a pretty good album. 1969, we recorded it, and it was released in 1970. And had some great tracks on it. In the direction that the band was going, we were doing songs that came from the Dillards. Lots of songs that we really made a big contribution to ourselves. We had songs from the Osborne Brothers, and we started borrowing music from other genres and making it work for us. So I'm going to play a couple of tracks on there. They're not that far out. They're pretty bluegrassy ones. Bill Cheatham is a great fiddle tune, mandolin tune, and Colleen did a fine job of that on fiddle. And Alan Rhodes, our guitar player, played mandolin on this one, while David Caller, our mandolin player, played guitar on it. And I played banjo, Lindsay Bidoni played bass. And then we're doing a tune, Train That I Ride, that we got off Frank Wakefield and the Greenbrier Boys. that showed off the sort of harmonies that Dave Allen and Lindsay could do. They did a great job on the harmony singing. So this is from the album Fifth Season. It's been re-released on a CD called The Very Best of the Hamilton County Bluegrass Band. And I hope you're going to enjoy this. This is some New Zealand bluegrass from 1970. Have a listen.
Train that I ride is going to Harlem. Train that I ride is going to Harlem. I'm here today, gonna be home tomorrow.
No more will I roam, no more will I wander. No more will I roam, no more will I wander. The early morning train will take me down yonder.
The train that I ride is going to Harlem. Train that I ride is going to Harlem. I'm here today, gonna be home tomorrow.
I've been in this town for 10 years of sorrow. I've been in this town for 10 years of sorrow. The early morning train will leave here tomorrow. The train that I ride
is going to Harlem. Train that I ride is going to Harlem. I'm here today, gonna be home tomorrow.
Thank you.
train that I ride is going to Harlem. Train that I ride is going to Harlem. I'm here today. Gonna be home tomorrow.
Well, that's some pretty fast music and some great harmony singing there. That's the Hamilton County Bluegrass Band with the old tune Bill Cheatham and then Train That I Ride. And I hope you enjoyed that because I sure did enjoy listening to it. You're listening to Back Porch Bluegrass. I'm your host, Paul Trenwith, and I'm taking you through a whole bunch of CDs that I've got sitting on my shelves at home and hoping that you're enjoying some of my selections as much as I am. Got something a little bit different now for a bluegrass program anyway. Back in the very early days of me learning the music, I got an album on Elektra called The Old Time Banjo Project. And one of the banjo players on that Old Time Banjo Project was Winnie Winston, who was a young banjo player from New York. And he was doing some really nice picking on a few tunes in that, and I enjoyed his banjo playing. Well, Winnie Winston turned into a fine pedal steel player and wrote a book on pedal steel playing and played for Steve Goodman. He played for lots of people, played on lots of sessions, and was a very technical and very musical steel player. He just did some lovely stuff. And he met a New Zealand woman and came out and lived in New Zealand. And I was fortunate enough to meet up with Winnie and Gwyneth and really enjoy their company and a little bit of Winnie's playing, because by the time I met him, he was very ill and sort of at the end of his music career, couldn't play banjo much anymore, but he could play some pedal steel. And he gave me some pedal steel guitar playing lessons that I treasure to this day. And watching him play, even in his last years, was like watching a craftsman work over something. He just had the ability to pick out notes and get his fingers in places that you wouldn't imagine and produce beautiful music from it. And he was the one who said, you just really have to hear the music. It's not all about licks. You just have to hear the music in your head and then play what you hear. And he was a perfect example of that. And I am very, I think very fondly of the time that I managed to spend with Winnie, and he taught me quite a lot about playing pedal steel. And I have this album from him called Misty Morn, and Winnie had wanted to put down a whole bunch of his pedal steel playing, and in the notes he says, over the years I've written a number of tunes, somehow my head gravitates to waltzes. I've played a number of them out at in-person steel guitar shows in the USA and in Australia, but with the exception of two or three, none have ever been committed to a final recorded form. I began to think about doing a recording of waltzes, but realised that they'd probably all sound alike. I approached David Long, he's talking about notes, refer to him earlier, who was so good at making it all sound different, with the idea of having him produce the effort. He enlisted the help of his friend Nick Bollinger, and together they applied for a Creative New Zealand grant for the project. The funding came through, and this CD is a result. Winnie wrote those notes in January 2005, and Gwyneth, his partner and wife, added the following. The tracks on this CD were recorded in the months before Winnie died on June 12th, 2005, and in the master copy completed posthumously. As unwell as he was in those last months, he was determined to do it and to achieve quality, true to himself to the end. It was my promise to him that I'd complete the project as quality controller. While none of us could hear it as Winnie would have, I fervently hope that as David Long and I fine-tuned the master copy, we did justice to Winnie's inner ear. So I'm going to play you a couple of tracks from Winnie's Misty Morn album of him playing pedal steel. And while I'm listening, I'll be thinking of the great times that I spent with him, of his fine banjo playing. He is a very innovative banjo player, despite the fact that he was playing on the album called Old Time Banjo Project. He was one of the live wire banjo players from around New York, and he was also a live wire pedal steel player. So this is in memory of Winnie Winston. I've selected a couple of tracks. One is an instrumental called Applejack, and the other one is a song that we very much associate with New Zealand called Now Is the Hour. It's New Zealand, written in 1913, based on the New Zealand Maori tune Haere Rā. This tune was recorded by Bing Crosby in 1947, spent 23 weeks at the top of the Billboard charts. I don't know if that'll make it sound familiar to any of you, but to us New Zealanders, it's a really well-known tune. So here is Winnie Winston.
Thank you.
Woody Winston with the tune Now Is the Hour. A good tune is a good tune, isn't it? So that was a little tribute to Woody Winston. I'm delighted to be able to have him on the show. I don't have any of his banjo music, but he was a fine person, and I'm proud to have been able to meet him and talk with him. You're listening to Back Porch Bluegrass. I'll give a big shout out to Shearer's Music Works. They're the sponsors of Back Porch Bluegrass. I'm delighted that they're sponsoring us. Fine music shop in Hamilton, New Zealand. And if you need anything to do with music whatsoever, instruments, strings, accessories, sheet music, books on songbooks, and advice, Shearers can give it to you. All the staff are experienced musicians, and they will understand what you need and will do their very best to help you. Go and see Shearers. They've been sponsoring music in Hamilton for more than 50 years, and I'm delighted to be part of it. Thank you very much, Shearers. We're going to hear from Jim Hurst now from the album Second Son. I was privileged to meet Jim Hurst when he was playing with Claire Lynch, and I got to pick some music with him. Here's a couple of tracks from his album, Stephen's Deep Coal Mine, and then a tune that you just might recognize from other sources, one called Big Iron. Well, are we all loaded up here? Yes, we are all loaded up. Let's go.
In 1995, the coal mines came alive, bringing hope to the mountain folk and their kin. They prayed every day, blessings came their way, they saw it as the coming of a friend. But their secrets buried deep within the mountain, according to Widow Ballantyne. Told me of the day, and it starts out this way, when they open the Stephen's Deep Coal Mine. It always grieves me so to think about that hole, the very place my daddy lost his life. In veins 3 foot high, they worked by carbide light, toil in the dark so we could heat the night. The timbers cracked, it's came and buzzed, and it all fell down upon them. And those who lived will remember for all time. Miners paid the cost, many lives were lost, sacrificed for the Stephen's Deep Coal Mine. It's all so plain, they worked right through the pain, but they didn't see the coal dust in the air. On their hands and knees and hurting swollen feet, could they know that black lung lingered there? So men are tools made to use to gather up the treasure, not to count the days or mark the time. All the veins ran dry, they came out toward the sky, and they closed down the Stephen's Deep Coal Mine. Except for the scars and the people and the scars on the mountainside. Nothing left to fear, and the rivers all run clear. And rattlesnakes have many a place to hide. But there's hope that someday history will remember What was gained at such an awful price? The only things that remain are the blood, sweat, and the names of the workers in the Stevens Deep Coal Mine. Town of Vacafria rode a stranger one fine day. Hardly spoke, folks around him didn't have too much to say. No one dared to ask his business, no one dared to make a slip, for the stranger there among them had a big iron on his hip.
Big iron on his hip.
It was early in the morning when he rode into the town. Came riding from the south side, slowly looking all around. He's an outlaw, loose and running, came the whisper from each lip, and he's here to do some business with a big iron on his hip.
Big iron on his hip.
In this town there lived an outlaw by the name of Texas Red. Many men had tried to take him, and that many men were dead. Was vicious and a killer, though youth of 24, and the notches on his pistol numbered 1 and 19 more. Now the stranger started talking, made it plain to folks around. Was an Arizona Ranger, wouldn't be too long in town. He came here to take an outlaw back alive or maybe dead. And he said it didn't matter, he was after Texas Red.
After Texas Red.
Wasn't long before the story was relayed to Texas Red. But the outlaw didn't worry, men that tried before were dead. 20 men had tried to take him, 20 men had made a slip. 21 would be the ranger with the big iron on his hip.
Big iron on his head.
The morning passed so quickly, it was time for them to meet. It was 11:20 when they walked out in the street. Folks were watching from the windows, everybody held their breath. They knew this handsome ranger was about to meet his death.
About to meet his death.
There were 40 feet between them when they stopped to make their play. And the swiftness of the ranger is still talked about today. Texas Red and not clear leather, for a bullet fairly ripped. And the ranger's aim was deadly with a big iron on his hip.
Big iron on his hip.
It was over in a moment and the folks had gathered round. Before them lay the body of the outlaw on the ground. Oh, he might have went on living, but he made one fatal slip when he tried to match the ranger with a big iron on his hip.
Big iron on his hip.
Big iron, big iron. When he tried to match the ranger with a big iron on his hip.
Big iron on his hip.
Well, who knew that Marty Robbins wrote such good bluegrass tunes, eh? Many of you will remember the Marty Robbins version of that, and Jim Hurst did a fine job. Big Iron, and before that, was the tune Stevens Deep Coal Mine. Okay, you're listening to Back Porch Bluegrass. I have in my hands an album recorded by Daniel Boner, who is the head of the East Tennessee State University Bluegrass Program. This was before he was the boss, I think. It's an album called The Gospel Way. It's recorded live at the First Baptist Church in Elizabethton, Elizabethton, Tennessee. And I've picked out a track that's got Daniel playing mandolin on it and Becky Buller, who's sort of one of my new favourite singers, playing guitar and singing in a song that she wrote called One Captain. So let's have a listen to that.
Becky plays with a group. She plays with Valerie Smith and Liberty Pike, and they tour all over the world. She just got back from Slovakia, Becky did, and they play the Grand Ole Opry regularly, and she's just really just a fine fiddle player. I'm so glad that you were willing to do this project, Becky. Everybody, Becky Buller.
Hope y'all enjoy this. I think we're calling it One Captain.
That's right.
All right.
It's a worrisome time we spend on this earth. It's toward the eternal we're sailing, constantly fighting the current that pulls us down with the fruits of our caught as we sleep, torn from our berths by thunder, tossed on the waves of the perilous deep, stranded to swim or go under. And the rocks on the shore draw us in, cut jagged and steep by the wages of sin. They threaten to wreck us again. World as a man, the promised fulfillment of God's mighty plan, only son of I am that I am. Lord, I believe only you have the power to silence the winds that surround me. I cry to Lord, from my darkest of hours, I beg you to shine your grace on me. For I know by myself I am lost, but you offer redemption at Calvary's cross. A lifetime you painfully bought, sacrificed as a lamb on that day. You conquered death when you rose from the grave to be the light that illumines our way.
Well, that's Becky Buller and Daniel Boner playing in a live gospel concert in Elizabethton, Tennessee. Well, you've been listening to Back Porch Bluegrass. Thanks very much for tuning in. I hope you've enjoyed the varied pieces that we've had, everything from a bit of banjo, a bit of pedal steel, and some gospel music, all sorts of stuff. No better way to take it out than Ralph Stanley playing the Clinch Mountain Backstep. Thanks very much for listening. Well, hopefully you can tune in again next week. See ya.
For more episodes of this Community Access Radio show, please visit freefm.org.nz. Thanks to New Zealand On Air for making this podcast possible by funding the Access Internet Radio Project.